Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Little Van Halen bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, when I've, over the last several months, most of this year, I've been spending more and more time talking with you about what's in the vernacular termed social media. And in the past, in fact, a week or so ago, I wrote about this, I've talked about it on the show. Social media, technically, is actually not communities at all. Social media is technology. It's the technology that allows you to be social online. And so, and social networking is another term you hear, but that's redundant. I mean, think about it. Social networking, that's kind of redundant, isn't it? But it works okay for you and your friends, you and your children, you and your buddies, you know, that kind of thing. But how does a business make some relevance out of social media? How does a business identify and determine and count on some kind of a return on investment with social media? I actually, you've heard me say this before, I actually think that term puts a lot of business owners off who are not already, you know, they're a little older, they go to the social media sites and they see a lot of silly stuff going on, people telling you that they just got through with lunch or whatever, you know, and they're saying, okay, how does this relevant to my business? How do I, if I'm going to invest any time or energy, any resources at all in this universe, this world, where's the return? And it's hard for businesses to see that sometimes. And so I saw that. I realized that. I felt that way myself. And then I started realizing that this is not going to go away. People like this kind of capability. Human beings like staying connected. Remember what Nesbitt told us decades ago? High tech, yes. High touch, absolutely. And so people want high touch, and this is a way of leveraging technology to give us more high touch. And so people are not just wanting high touch over high tech with their friends. They're also wanting it from the people they do business with. They're going to want it. They want it now, and they're increasingly going to want it from you, small business owners. And so you've got to get with the program on the online, with regard to online customer communities, and or as they say in the vernacular, social media. So I've been talking a lot about that. I've been talking a lot about how to build a community, how you should think about communities, and I did that, as I say, a week or so ago. But I want to talk a little bit about the values now. I mentioned in the last time. One of the last times I talked about this with you, I mentioned something called community values. And I think this is a very important part of your values, because as we go forward in the marketplace from today forward, connecting with customers and prospects is going to be less about your marketing strategies, your 20th century Madison Avenue classic marketing, advertising, branding strategies. It's going to be less about that, and more about having at least one type of online relationship with your customers. At least one way to reach them, to send them stuff, to get them to send you back information, to respond back to you, or to connect with you on a fairly regular, fairly easy, or very easy way. Your relationship with them is going to be more about that, and less, as every day, every year goes by, less and less on your 20th century marketing devices and programs that you've used. And some of those ways of connecting with people could be email. Now, we've been talking about email marketing for a long time, right? But how about texting? And maybe even Twitter. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a little while. But remember this, you haven't really created a true online community until members can comment, can post their experiences somewhere, either on a blog, on Twitter, on your Facebook page, your fan page, on Rate This Product element on your website, until people can comment back to you and leave their comments so other people can see that, and then so other people can comment on those comments. That's when you know, when you can accomplish that, folks, that's when you know that you will have created a community. And this is when people come and hang out in with your community, with other customers, other prospect, with you. You offer some kind of a product, offer some kind of an idea, offer some kind of a new way to use a product or something new about the industry. You're helping them use your product better, whatever it may be. You send them that information. You make that available on your website, on your blog, whatever it might be, through Twitter, through Facebook, any of those. And they spend time commenting on that and using those products and then commenting on it, having an experience with you in your business and then commenting on that. That's all part of creating a community. Increasingly, prospects are going to turn more into customers because they're attracted to the values of your online community than because of what you sell. You've heard me say this before, folks, many times. Everything you sell is becoming a commodity if it's not already. I don't know anything that isn't a commodity anymore. So why would people do business with you? They can buy your stuff a lots of different places. It's the experience that they have with you. And the experience they have are, I think, what will attract them to you and like an experience with you is based on these values of your online community. Here's one value: the brand elements, your brand promise, and your brand image. How do they feel about the quality, the value of your brands? Number two, the quality information you deliver to the community. Are you serving them through these channels I've been talking about? Email, through texting, through your blog posts, things like that. Are you serving them? What kind of quality information? Remember, your products are commodities. Your information may not be, shouldn't be. And number three, this is the third part of your values, the tone of connection that you want to set with your community. How commercial do you want to be with the tone of your values? And we'll talk about that right after this break. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I was a dandy, yeah, my kind. I get up, and nothing gets me down. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're jumping back into our show here. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. And lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen to past interviews, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog. Lots of different ways that you can connect with me, and we'll connect with you. We'll follow you home. We've created communities right there on the website that you can join, and simply by reading, by commenting. You can make comments on my blog posts. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, and we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can follow me on Twitter as well. But notice that Twitter's not the only thing that we have. That's just one of the ways that we reach out to you, and you can reach back to us. You know, I was talking about the values of your online communities. Remember what I've said before. What you sell is not what compels people to do business with you. They can get that lots of places. What compels them to do business with you is the way they feel about how you treat them and how you interact with them. And more this is going to be the case. And more that's going to be based on the values that they find that you've established in your community. And one of those values is the tone of the way you market your products in this community. And your tone is your brand message, is how your brand message is included in the information that you deliver to the community. And that tone can be anywhere from crassly commercial to so subtle that it's almost subliminal. And whatever your tone is, that's part of your values. And if you're very commercial and people don't mind that, then they'll stay there and they'll enjoy your community. But if you're very commercial and it repels them, they'll go somewhere else. So you've got to find the balance for the people you're trying to attract to your communities. You've got to find the balance in there for how the tone should be. How and when should I offer a commercial message to give them a call to action? How do I present this so that it attracts more people to my community and doesn't run anybody off? And how do I get people to tell their friends? Once you establish community values, this is a critical element. Community values is a critical element in the growth of your community, not only because that's what attracts members to connect with you, but it also causes them to tell their friends about you. And that's a big deal, isn't it? That's when you can go viral, ladies and gentlemen. When your members tell their friends who tell their friends, that's how communities go viral. Now, in order to foster a long and high-quality online community, you've got to create your own, in my opinion, you should create your own platforms and your own technology. In other words, I have a community on Twitter. You can follow me there, twitter.com/JimBlassingame. I have a community there. But I also have my own communities. And we're increasing those. We're improving those all the time. And I want you to do the same thing. And I'm going to tell you I've got four elements guidelines for how to create your own community, and I want to talk about why you should do this. Number one, establish compelling values. We talked about that a minute ago. Number two, create an environment where communities can flourish around those values. That's by serving them with information and giving them the kind of information that they want. Number three, acquire the technology that makes online community building possible. You're going to have to invest a little bit. It's not a lot. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but you're going to have to do this. It could be a blog. And, of course, you can create a blog for free, basically. And number four, protecting community values and control how the community is served. You get to protect the community values because you established them. And you control how the community is served because you're doing the serving. But you have to understand, you cannot control the member activity. They're in charge of this community. The members are in charge of the community. You can't control that. So here's why I want you to think about having your own customer communities. What happened to Twitter last week? Remember that? Did you see what happened to Twitter last week? They were basically offline for a while. They had a bad week last week. Their site was down. Some of the tools that people use to post on Twitter, some of those things didn't work, and they were sued. They were sued for some kind of a patent infringement. Remember when MySpace laid off a third of their employees a few months ago, and also YouTube has been identified as one of the biggest failures of technology this decade. Now, it's not a failure to you and me because we use it for free, but it's been a failure financially for the people who own it. So, these public social media sites are great ways to learn about online communities, but let me tell you something, folks. Don't count on them. 3 years from now, we won't even be talking about Twitter. You've heard me say that before. Build your own communities. If you had only Twitter communities and Twitter went away, where would those communities go? They'd go away too, right? Build your own communities through your own platforms, using some of the guidelines I've talked about, some of the ones you learn on your own. Use the public sites as a training ground to build your own communities, your own platforms. Those are the ones you're going to carry as long as you own your business. Got to go for this hour. No, actually, I got a little bit more to do. Quiz Tutor and I are going to be back right after these messages. Stay with me.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The small business advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I want to talk just a little bit more about what I was talking about in the previous segments, and that is this online community building. I want to say just a little bit more about that. The reason I do is because, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to come back to something I said earlier about what you sell and how you sell it. Remember what I said? You've heard me say many times before that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Well, you can fall in love with what you do, but remember that what you do is a commodity. Everything you sell, as I said earlier, is a commodity. And I know that may be hard for you to believe. And maybe you haven't thought about it yet. But before you react too strongly to that statement, just think about it for a second. Think about how many different places, whatever it is that you sell, how it's available in your community, online, by telephone. You know, people can make a phone call. Lots of different ways that people can buy stuff. So there's virtually nothing. And I'll tell you something else. You probably don't have the lowest price. In fact, if you're a small business, you shouldn't have the lowest price. You should be a little more than everybody, than other people, especially the big discounters, because otherwise you can't make a living. You can't stay in business. So if everything you have is a commodity, and if your price is not the lowest, why would people hang out with you? Why would they do business with you? Why would they care if you even existed? The only reason is because of what you do for them, the values that you show them, the way they feel about your company, the values of that, and the value that you deliver to them. Your values are the fact that they say, okay, this is a company I buy something from. They sell stuff I buy about twice a year. But in the meantime, during the year, they continue to send me information that helps me understand more about this product or about that industry or whatever it may be. You know, if it's let's say that you're in the hiking, you're in the business of selling outdoor equipment. People only buy hiking shoes twice a year, once a year, but you're continuing to deliver them information on outdoor activities. Those are part of your values. That's part of the value that you're adding to the relationship. They can buy their shoes lots of places, but if you serve them in this way, so in such a compelling way, they will come back to you. They'll hang out in your community. They'll comment on your information, on the products that you offer. They'll tell their friends why they do business with you, why they hang out with you. And yes, you need to sell some stuff, but you'll build your brand messages, your call to action, your advertising, your marketing, whatever you want to call it. You'll build that into and this is the tone of your values. You'll build those messages into the information. And so people will say, oh, yeah, here's information from this person. Oh, wait, they've got a sale on, or they've got new stuff in. You put that in there in the information. Remember this about customers going forward, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to be less likely to come to your store. They're even going to be less likely to come to your website than ever before. Now, that's not to say that people are not going to come in your store or go to your website. Notice what I said. They're going to be less likely to do it in the future because they already know what your store looks like. They already know what your website looks like. What do they want from you now? They want new things. They want something new because they're not going to come hang out with you if they don't know that you have something different from the last time, because everybody is busy, right? Nobody has enough time to do anything anymore, let alone go shopping. And even the ladies, right? So what you've got to do is you've got to continue to serve them and do what I call follow them home. You've got to give them the options so that they will say, yes, follow me home with information about what you do and about what I like to do. You can follow me home with that. And that's what you've got to do. And you follow them home, and then they follow you right back by doing business with you, by commenting, and by telling their friends. And now you've created a community, an online customer community. And from that, they'll come back into your store and buy stuff, or they'll ask you to ship it to them, or they'll buy it from your website. But remember, your business storefront and your website is going to become less of a destination and more of a distribution center to serve your communities. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.